Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to the Clear the Screen show. My name is Billy Adme.
And I am Melissa Dealey.
And we are so excited to have a really special guest today, Ronita. Let me tell you all about Ronita Nyker. Ronita is a professional bookkeeper and the founder of both Paradise Bookkeeping and Paradise Healing. Love that. With over 15 years of experience, she specializes in helping heart-centered entrepreneurs and small business owners bring clarity and structure to their finances so they can grow with ease and confidence. So important. Beyond bookkeeping, Ronita is also a certified NLP practitioner, timeline therapy practitioner, and hypnotherapist, and NLP results coach. She is also certified in magnified healing. Yay! Her healing work supports people in releasing emotional blocks, limiting beliefs, and, of course, past traumas, helping them reconnect to who they are and what they're meant to become. Ronita lives by the belief that we're all here to serve, and she does this through volunteering, mentoring, and uplifting others through her nonprofit society, which is called Empowering Hands, Helping Global Minds. Ronita is a proud wife, mom of four incredible grown children, two wonderful daughter-in-laws. She's a grandma of two, and oh my God, two more on the way. Congratulations. She finds peace near water, joy in nature, and loves camping and walking and spending time with her family. Whether she's balancing books or holding space for transformation, everything she does comes from the heart, with the goal of creating peace, power, and the possibility for others. I mean, Ronita, how far you have come since I first met you at a networking event. Oh gosh, I mean, I think it was in 2022.
Yep.
And I remember coming up to you, we ended up sitting together, and you were this shy little quiet, you know, just here. And now, like, reading your bio and what now you are doing in the world, it's so inspiring. And this is one of the reasons we really wanted you as one of our guests, is you're there doing the work, right? You're spending the time, money, energy on yourself. You're not just going through the motions. And here now you have the limitless possibilities of what you can do out in the world. So the first thing we want to ask you is, you know, as you know, this training, we get you from Victim Island to Solution City. So can you share with us your journey from Victim Island to Solution City, and then specifically using these tools that now you have learned through the Amplify Impact Academy of NLP, Timeline Therapy, and Hypnotherapy? How has that helped you on your journey?
I think it just makes me conscious of the fact that I am going into Victim Island. So I know that I have the tools to go back on into Solution City, which is great, because, you know, so many people stay in Victim Island and they don't have that option of, or they don't know that there is a Solution City there, right? And that's where our skills come in and to help them with that. So that's what I do for myself, even just consciously remembering that, okay, Ronita, you need to get back to Solution City now.
I love that you mentioned that it's the awareness piece.
Yeah.
Right. So many of us don't even realize we're on Victim Island because we're so used to being there.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. I want to dive deeper into what you just said. What is the awareness piece that you have? How do you know that you're on Victim Island? And then what do you do to get yourself back there?
Just, you know, when I'm feeling pity for myself and things like that. And then I'm like, no, you have come so far from that. And with your hypnotherapy and, you know, just the many like NLP techniques that I've learned, like the swoosh pattern, so many things, right? And just using that, I think that has helped me, definitely. And I use that on even my kids or somebody, like, you know, just to empower people, saying, you know, this is not where you need to be. There is another place to be. So,
yeah. Cool. So the thing is, you kind of recognize that, oh, I'm back here because it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And now because you've been over here on Solution City, you know it feels better. We know, we always joke that like the restaurants are better and there's amusement parks and, you know, roller coasters.
Exactly.
So you know that it's a lot more fun in here.
Yes.
So are there some go-to techniques that you use when you know that, you know, okay, I don't like it here and I need to get back over here to Solution City? Or there's like, do you have some favorites that you use?
Not really. I just, you know, whatever I feel at the time is the right thing. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because we have so many, so you never know which one you're going to need.
Yeah.
It's a matter of which one do you need for the job? So
what I love about having such a big toolbox is the fact that the moment you have the awareness, you can just open that toolbox and go, ooh, which one do I need today? And use that one and immediately get back to Solution City. Versus, as you mentioned earlier, people don't know what they don't know. So there's a lot of people out there that are camped, literally camped on Victim Island. Woe is me, you know, blaming others, not taking responsibility because they don't know, right? None of it's their fault and their life sucks. And when we have the tools, we can land on Victim Island because life happens. So we'll always land there. However, we land there and immediately go, oh, this doesn't feel good. Open up the toolbox and voom, we're right back over to Solution City.
Solution City, yes.
So I love that you're using your tools and you don't need to spend any more time than necessary on Victim Island.
No, just I choose not to be there.
Exactly. It's literally a matter of moments from when you have awareness that you're there. First, we have to get to awareness that we're actually there. We might spend a little bit of time there before we get to that awareness.
Yeah.
And then, boom, we can bring ourselves back to Solution City.
Yes.
So I know, Renita, you mentioned that, you know, you use it with your kids and, you know, other people around you. So, we always say that when you work on self, you work on, you know, it really reflects everywhere in your life. So how has your life or impact amplified since integrating this work in ways you never expected or could have achieved through just that conscious effort, like just using the 10% of your mind alone?
Amplified impact has been like a savior for me because I was in that, you know, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do, right? So, and one of the things I'll probably mention to you is one of the tools I use is the Sun Strategy. And I believe I shared that with you for my daughter when she was learning how to drive and she had so much anxiety. And I told her, I said, you know, let's do the Sun Strategy. And she's like, what do you mean, Mom? What's the Sun Strategy, right? Like, and I'm like, okay, this is a strategy where you bring in you take your anxiety, you throw it up into the sun and the sun will burn it up, burn it. Think of your superpower or somebody like Superwoman or something, and she'll bring it down with light. And then, you know, you embody that light and that anxiety is gone. So she's done it a few times and I believe it has worked. She passed her license. She's got her license now. So
that's awesome. And
so it definitely worked. Yeah. And I mean, you have adult children. I have young children. And like my kids love the Sun Strategy and, you know, and it's literally estate management. Is understanding that you can control how you feel. You don't have to get stuck in the actual anxiety, right? Which is really what Clear the Screen is all about, is learning to shift it from the horror show back to the love story.
Yes.
Which is the same analogy of Victim Island to Solution City.
Right?
We can sit in the horror show because that's where our programming goes. So I want to ask you, Renita, what kind of, like, we call it IR in you know, NLP lingo. But what kind of movie has shifted in your mind now that you notice that movie doesn't play as much anymore and now it's this movie that plays a lot more often? Is there a difference?
That I'm not good enough. That I'm not good enough. That was playing in my life for a very long time. Now I've gotten over it. I've gotten the tools and I know that I am so good enough because of what I've achieved by you know, in a year, just taking all these programs with you guys. And like, honestly, I could not do this podcast with you right now if I wasn't comfortable enough to do it. So yeah, it's just you by having these gifts that you provide it's just been great.
That's awesome. And so you said that you never, ever thought this is something that you could have done, right? I'd seen
Central Council.
Cancel. Yeah. And now you know you can.
Yeah.
And that is just the, you know, the limitless possibilities that, well, if I can do this, then what else can I do? If I can do this, what else can I do? right? And I know that's when I first got into this work, when I actually met with a hypnotherapist and she gave me a session, and I couldn't believe how differently I felt in one session. And then like so intrigued that if that could happen in one session, what else could happen? And so I know you said like in a year, this has transformed for you. So was there like that one moment or breakthrough during this work where you truly felt your identity shift, where something just like clicked at that level of your unconscious mind where you're like, no, I got this?
I think the support of the community that you have all provided for us, that we can just go to, if we're in that victim island, we can always go and have a timeline therapy session or something like that where we can just blow it off, right? Yeah. So this community that's there for us. And then in turn, we can provide for the greater good.
I love that. Yeah. And, you know, Melissa and I are very proud of the community because life's tough out there and it's going to kick you in the butt sometimes. And
you're going to end up back on Victim Island.
We still have it. And, you know, I'll call Melissa all the time. I'm like, I'm just feeling like crap today. And she'll, you know, and we had one of our earlier guests, same thing, was like, sometimes I just need to pick up the phone and phone a friend.
Yeah. That will understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that isn't trying to fix you. That'll just listen.
Yeah.
Right.
So do you remember a specific situation where someone reached out to you and you know, they were on Victim Island and you helped them get back to Solution City? I know you said you did that for your daughter.
Yeah. Even my cousin, I kind of helped her with that as well, to realize things that she was thinking are not the reality, really. So kind of empowered her as well.
And do you bring it into your bookkeeping business as well?
Oh, it's funny because the clients that I have are so spiritually inclined. Like, we can have such open conversations about anything, really. It's about the unconscious mind and all that. And it's like you kind of attract this, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, we always say we attract, like, you know, someone that's two car lengths behind us. And I love how you're integrating. You know, like bookkeeping is bookkeeping. It's kind of a bland, you know, there's not too much there. However, when you can combine it with, you know, your paradise healing and, you know, you can recognize when people are talking and pick up their patterns now.
Yes.
And so, you know, I want to just ask you more about, like, how are you integrating this into your business? Like, what do you do for your clients that the regular, you know, run-of-the-mill bookkeeper can't offer their clients?
So I have one special client that comes in, bookkeeping client, but we can sit down for like hours and just talk about the unconscious mind, and he understands it. So it's nice to have that somebody who understands what being on Victim Island is, where Solution City is, you know? Yeah, it's a nice breath of fresh air.
So do you hear people's limiting beliefs when they're talking to you?
Yes, and I call them out on it.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Yeah.
And do you let you call them out on it and let them know that they can release that? And one of them is a bookkeeper that I'm sure you hear often is limiting beliefs around money, because that's such a common one. The one you mentioned for yourself earlier, not good enough, that's one of our four core wounds that many people experience. And the four core wounds, you know, what? Every single human has one of the four of them, and the other, it's unlovable, powerless, unworthy, and then not good enough, right? However, money mindset issues are a huge one that hold people back because of the programming that's happened as young children. You know, money doesn't grow on trees, and, you know, people who are rich aren't good people, or whatever it is.
Money is dirty.
Money is dirty. All of those cancel. So that's something that you can really set yourself apart with the clientele that you work with, because if you notice they have those limiting decisions that are holding them back, you can help them release them. And is that something you have been doing or that you would like to do or moving towards?
I actually practiced that on myself because I used to have that fact that, you know, when you touch money, it's dirty,
right?
But now I've realized that no, money is not dirty. Money is energy. Right. And we need to spend energy to get energy. So,
yeah, beautiful. Love that. Love how you reframe that for yourself, because you can, because you have the tools.
Yeah.
Love it. And so I know that you are also making big impact in the world. And I just want to ask you, what does amplify your impact mean to you? And how do you embody that each and every day?
Just living my truth and helping where I can with anybody that I see. Even it could be my clients, right? It's just wherever, like they come to you, they confide in you, and you just provide a good ear to listen. And if they want any kind of advice, then you give it to them. But being a good person, really.
Yeah.
And I like how you alluded to, you know, living your truth, like being in alignment with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of that is living this as a lifestyle, right? This is not a crash diet. It's not like, you know, going to the gym one time. Like you want to, that's why we always recommend doing your timeline therapy cleanup. Mm-hmm. You know, that is such an important piece of really showing up and staying in integrity with who you are, so that you don't fall back into the old programming, because the programming's still there. We never really get rid of it. We just reprogram into the next version of ourselves that we want to do. So what were some of the things that you have kind of let go of? I know you said not good enough, but is there other, you know, things in your life that you realized weren't serving you any longer, whether they're, you know, thoughts or whether they're people? Sometimes there are people in our life that don't do, you know, serve us any longer. Or, you know, what have you noticed in your life that, you know, you don't have space for anymore? Because that's a big thing.
I don't have space for people's negativity or their, what would it be? Just, I want to have positive people in my life, right? Because that's what I want, what I'm attracting. But if there is a negative person, and if I can make them a positive person, I will definitely do that. I will attempt it.
Yes.
You'll reframe them.
Reframe them. Yes.
Definitely. Love it.
Yeah.
Love that. And I want to hear a little bit more about your backstory, Ronita, because I want you to share where you were and how you got into bookkeeping, and then how you brought the spiritual piece to it and then came to learn these tools.
Okay. So my husband, he's a CPA, so we work together. And then I wanted to do something to help our company. So then I became a bookkeeper doing bookkeeping. Then last year, I had an accident. I went roller skating without a helmet, and I fell and got a concussion.
Ouch.
So that concussion was, you can say, a wake-up call or something from the universe.
Yeah. Right.
And that's where this whole new life of spirituality came to play. That's where I've learned NLP, and I took that leap to learn more about myself and how I can help people. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey. So many wonderful people have come into my life. And then from there, I opened up Paradise Bookkeeping on my own, and then Paradise Healing for my NLP and all that. So,
oh, woo.
Yeah.
I love how there's always, like, you know, the universe is never going to give up on you, right? It's like, if I need to give you a concussion to knock it out of you, then fine, I will do that.
Yeah.
What we always tell people is, so we don't have to wait until it gets that painful in order for us to have an awakening. And it's a really exciting time, you know, in humanity's kind of life, that this awakening, there's a lot more people having these awakenings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really fun time and exciting time, because we are, I think, the pioneers of this big, huge movement that's happening on the planet that isn't just woo-woo anymore, right? It's not just like, okay, you're talking spirituality. Now it's like the science is backing it. And so, you know, I want to see, where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
Definitely with the two really flourishing businesses, Paradise Healing and Paradise Bookkeeping. Eventually, I want to have a house in Mexico, so then I'm close to the beach all the time.
Right.
And I can work remotely.
and living in paradise, running paradise here.
Paradise.
Your background is going to be natural, right?
That's what I want, a natural background. Sun and sand. That's what I would like. Yeah, just being able to help as many people as I can in my lifetime.
What a beautiful thing we get to wake up to every day, right? I want to talk about... Oh, go ahead, Melissa.
I was just going to say, I love that you opened Paradise Bookkeeping and Paradise Healing. And I also love how you shared the story of the concussion, that was an opportunity to learn and grow, and you're grateful for it.
So great.
That shows how much you are now in Solution City in regards to that event in your life. However, I'm sure when it happened, there was some time spent on Victim Island initially, because you didn't have these tools yet, right? So if you don't mind sharing, can you just talk through what that was like and, you know, to show how far you've come?
So when it did happen, is more pity, like, why did it happen? Why does this happen to me? What am I going to do? I'm no good in things like cancel. Yeah. So, but getting these tools and other kind of modalities that I have come upon really helped me heal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, listening to sound frequencies, I swear by it.
Yeah.
That's what helped me heal, definitely, too.
Yeah. And as you know, we're never done. And I know, you know, eventually you're going to probably come through the master practitioner training, because we do the meta health.
Mm-hmm.
It really teach you how you can allow your body to heal itself, because it was designed to heal itself. And, you know, so many of us think we have to go to the doctor and get medication, and we don't have to do that because we know if we can heal all four bodies, not just the physical, the mental, emotional, spiritual bodies, which we can through these tools. And then we have the protocol for every ailment on the planet using the meta health paradigm, this new healing paradigm that, you know, is we have to do it quietly, right? Because, you know, the big machine doesn't want us out of the system, because the system is what makes the money.
Yeah.
And so I know, like, you'll love doing the master practitioner, because really we get down to the deep, you know, the soul's unmet needs. Like, you know, we get to the root cause, and we have these powerful, powerful techniques in master practitioner together with the body. And that's one of the reasons where Clear the Screen came from, was there's so many people suffering from anxiety. So we can teach them the anxiety clearing exercise.
Yeah.
Getting rid of anxiety in a matter of seconds. It doesn't have to ruin your life. It doesn't have to keep you stuck. Right? Because where anxiety ends, that's why it's our tagline, where anxiety ends, that's where the abundance begins.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep moving forward. So what is your plan for, you know, the next, I know, like, you know, we say we're never done, and, you know, what are you planning to do for the next year? What's happening with you?
Well, continue as a bookkeeper.
Yeah. For your growth, we mean.
For my growth?
Yeah.
As you mentioned, I do have a nonprofit called Empowering, Helping Global Minds. I'd like to start that up again, because during COVID, everything just went wayward. And right now, what we're doing, one of the impacts we're doing is, as a family, we're cooking 100 meals and providing it to the downtown east side. Mm-hmm. And that's done monthly. But I'd like to have a bigger impact. So doing like clothing drives and things like that. So that's one of the things that's very close and near and dear to me.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, I love the name Empowering Hands, Helping Global Minds. Really, you can teach people how to, you know, get it empowered.
Mm-hmm.
That is part of it, is that once we teach people how to get into their unconscious mind, now they have the access, as you know, to the higher self, which has all the resources. And so it sounds like that would be a really good fit, that you may be running free workshops and teaching people, you know, whether you bring Magnified Healing in, right? Because you're a teacher of Magnified Healing in, because you know how the power of that modality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something you do every day as well, right?
Yeah. Yes. And just the energy you get from it, and just the love, like the light that you send from your heart to whoever needs it, really. It's just a wonderful thing that you can provide.
And God knows the world needs a lot more light. And I find this is what is happening now, is these light workers are reunited.
Right.
Again, me being a police officer for 20 years, I never considered myself a healer or a light worker. I thought that was some woo-woo concept.
Me too. Yeah.
But here I am, now teaching, and I have my own academy teaching about the unconscious mind. As you never know what the possibilities are, right? Like, your nonprofit sounds like it's such a beautiful segue into literally helping global minds, right? Raising global consciousness. And that's exciting.
And I've never thought of it that way, Billy. Thank you very much.
Right?
Yeah.
You didn't come up with that name by accident.
No.
Because right? as I read it again, I'm like, empowering hands, helping global minds. You are actually allowing global consciousness to elevate by teaching people how to access their unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what the empowerment piece is. And now it's a little bit of a buzzword out there. But really, it is. That's why we don't create codependency. We want to be able to learn the tools so that you can manage your life on your own, as opposed to always being dependent on, you have to come and actually pay somebody to be a coach or a mentor or do a timeline therapy session or so.
Right.
I think you're onto something there.
Thank you. It'd be absolutely huge. And you could use your business as a source of income to support it as well.
Yes.
So you said continue to be a bookkeeper because that's what's paying the bills, etc. How are you planning to develop Paradise Healing? What are you doing with that now? And where would you like that to go?
Eventually, I will. Right now, it's more small clients, but eventually I'd like to market it more and do my marketing and go on social media and talk about it and all that stuff. So, and grow it that way. And talk to more people about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We would love to see you do that because you are such a beautiful healer and there's so many people out there that need it. Right. So, in your communities, people just don't know this is possible, right? They think that the programming is I get sick, I go to the doctor. Or, I have had trauma, I have to go to the therapist and talk about it over and over again. And that only deepens the neurology of it as they relive it and they walk away feeling like they got hit by a bus. Whereas what you can do for them is so gentle, allowing them to heal their trauma without having to talk about it, only get the learnings. And people just need to know that's available.
Yes.
So for you sharing and just letting people know it's a possibility, planting that seed, that is Billy's and my mission to make this a household name. And we can't do it alone, right? So you out there talking about it, even just planting seeds with your bookkeeping clients, since you said they're spiritual and you have great conversations with them. Yep. Just letting them know.
Yeah.
And really in our community, Ronita, the Indian community, it's just not something that we talk about, right? We don't talk about trauma. We don't talk about therapy. It's just not something that is really kind of, encouraged in our community a lot.
Yeah.
So, when people see, you have to be your own walking testimonial. So when people see like, oh, Ronita's, I see such a shift in her. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're standing in your power. People will be like inspired by that. And then they'll be like, what do you do? Like, well, I'm in timeline therapy. I can heal trauma without talking about it. And I don't have to go to therapy for 30 years in order to deal with not just this lifetime, right? Like coming from India, there's lots of generational trauma
that
has been carried.
Yeah.
And so is there, do you think there's a possibility for you to work in the Indian community and share this work?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because so right now, those are my clients, like Indian descent, right? So, and yes, there's so much trauma that. So I would say that would be my market.
Right. And so then I'll ask, why not start right now? What are you waiting for? Put you on the spot.
Thank you. If I say I'm waiting for the right time, there is no right time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's just developing two businesses at the same time, which is kind of difficult, but I am going to.
Well, I mean, it's difficult if they're two separate. It sounds like
it can be together. Yeah.
You can lend to it because you're talking to your clients about, you hear the money issues. Well, there's this thing called timeline therapy that can help you figure out your root cause about why you aren't successful or why you keep hitting these money blocks. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, you know, and it happens a lot with our students because they already have their pre-existing businesses or their jobs. However, they use that to propel their new business because they already have a clientele. Because mm-hmm. the biggest part of starting a new business is getting clientele. However, if you already have clientele in one business, you can create that clientele and use it to offer your this new exciting service that you now have. Right?
And you're a spiritual bookkeeper.
Come for the bookkeeping
that you appreciate.
Healing.
Yeah.
What a great tagline, like come for the bookkeeping, leave, you know, completely healed or leave with the healing. Like there's so many things that you can do with that because there are a lot and you can gauge it around money.
Yeah.
Money is a huge thing on its own. That, you know, if you find that your business is not growing, I have this other service that can allow you to increase your finances. Mm. What a great market that would be.
Yeah, that would be a great market. Yes. Okay, I will do that.
Yay!
Beautiful, yay! creating a business on the spot right here.
Yeah.
Something I love about you, Renita, is like you're a yes person. And that is so important when it comes to growth, right? You don't know really what you're saying yes to, and it's like, okay, yes, let's go for it. Right. And it is trusting and taking that leap that, you know, the universe has got your back. As long as you make the commitment and you know how far you've grown, like imagine how much farther you can grow. Mm-hmm. Right. If you've come this far, what can happen from here? And as long as you trust that, you know, this is my mission and I know I can do this in the world. And if you have any limiting beliefs around it, jump on a Zoom with one of your fellow practitioners and blast that limiting decision out with timeline therapy, right?
Yeah.
Or anymore.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, this is good.
Hey, it's good. So this podcast isn't coming out for a while. So you've got lots of time to develop a business further. And if people listen to this and hear your story and they're inspired or they need a spiritual bookkeeper, how do they get hold of you?
My website mm-hmm. or bookkeeping is paradisebookkeeping.ca.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Love that. We'll have that in the show notes as well. And yeah, thank you for coming today and for sharing your story, your journey with us, because as you know, every story matters and somebody else needs to hear your story in order to inspire them to move forward. So thank you for sharing it because you've inspired someone by coming here and recording this today.
Thank you. And I am so thankful every day for the both of you to come into my life. You guys are my sisters and I love you so much.
Love you too.
Thank you so much. We love you too.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media and tag us because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you. Because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.